We're holding here in the mitzvah. We're holding our mutchav tes. I guess one of the problems of doing it on a yearly basis is that you lose a little bit the thread of the, and it's a new audience also. Let me recap what the morale has been going through here. The morale that has the sugi of Hanukkah as being shayach to the larger parasha of Dalet Malchus. In Daniel, you have a cholam. Daniel has a dream that there will be four Malchus coming out that will take from Eretz Yisrael the Malchus, and until eventually Malach HaMashiach takes it back. So you have Nebuchadnezzar was Melech Bavel. You then have Modai. You then have Yovan, and you then have Edom. Now these four Malchus were the golus in Klal Yisrael was these Dalet Malchus. Each one is a separate type of golus, and the morale is masbit the mahus of each one. He's masbit in terms of the dream. He's masbit in terms of the metzias, and he's going through a lot of chazal, being mesiachas to the different umis, and he speaks about it. So Hanukkah is seen really as being the example of these Dalet Malchus. But the understanding of what happened in Hanukkah and Purim is part of the metzias of Dalet Malchus, which are four phases of golus by different types of Malchus and so on. So this is with Medrash and Choftes on top, a new piece. It has nothing to do with really, except for keeping the train of thought, it's nothing to do with before. He brings a Medrash. He goes through all the Chazal that speak about the Dalet Malchus and explains the different Eifanim. Poro Zu Mitzrayim. It's a medrash on the inyan of Poro Aduma. So Poro is Mitzrayim. Shenema Eglo Yefeifiyo Mitzrayim. Aduma Zu Bovel. Shenema Antu Reisha De Dehava. Bovel is the Admumius Shaboy. Tmima Zu Modai. Modai is Tmima, it's whole, Sholim. Omer B'chir Ba'abba Malchi Modai Tmimim Hoyu. They were fine, they were Erlich people. Just surprising. Ein la Kadosh Baruch Aleim el Avodas Elilim shekivu asem b'lfat. Kadosh Baruch Hu's taina is Avodah Zorah that they got from their fathers. Asher ein bo mum. These are all psukim, and he's ze yovan. Yovan is ein bo mum, which is also extraordinary. Alexander's moikten, and he brings an example. Alexander's moikten katchama l'shimunat tzadik havikoyim la ragloiv amah. When Alexander Moikten saw Shimon HaTzadik, he stood up and he said, "Bricha lekod Shimon HaTzadik." Amru loy bnei palten today. So his ministers told him, "Min kame yudoy at koim." I understand you're standing up for a Jew. Amru loy, he told him, "Karana noches lekrav." When I go and do battle, kidmusa anachami v'natzach. I see a dmus like him, and I'm a natzach. Asher le'olo le'oil zo malchus revius. Oil is going on Malchus Edom, which never received the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only that, but it curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blasphemies, and it says Midli Bashamayim when it sat in Moshe Malos HaKoyen El Kail Oize, Voices of Chutz Machna, Malamit, who also litroy for Sorosal Krach Godel Machitsosoi, Veshachlis of Foner Shem Gizif Zor Hashem Botra, and so on. So it's interesting. The first thing that's interesting is that the only one that gets a bad rap is the fourth Malchus. The other three Malchus seem to be innocent, and the fourth one, which is Edom, is the one that's bad. So let's see, first we'll see what he explains by from Kololi, and then we'll talk about a little bit more. V'yesh etmur ma'oid, ma inyan dalet malchus elu el pora aduma, lirmois bepora aduma malchus. What is, dalet malchus a bad, filthy, wrong, whatever you, I mean, how do you find a remnant of them in pora aduma, of all the things? Avol pirish inyan, ki pora aduma mitzvasi madregel yoina, Paraduma comes from very high inyan where a person could not understand this mitzvah. V'chein, Masha omdu dal malchis ba'olam, v'chein silukim ra'olam, u'bomim madregal yoyne moed. Let's talk a little bit about this, what he's trying to say here, and what he's what he means to bring out. In the struggle between understanding and not understanding, a secular person needs to understand everything, and that which he doesn't understand doesn't exist, and it's worthless and it's nonsense. That's a very, very secular way of looking at things. There's a type of Christian attitude that we can't understand anything, we don't understand anything, and that's that. Neither of the two are right. There is a mahalach of sichlius in the world. Or let's put it a little bit stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his mahalchim through pathways of seichel. In other words, he structures it through patterns that are seicheldik and meaningful. So, just like if I think and I speak out the things I think, so the things I'm saying, the speech I'm saying, is understandable. It's defined. It makes sense, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mehalchim in the Bria do come to us through filters of chachma and seichel and das, so that we can understand it. And that's why when we look around the Bria, we see a lot of chachma. The world runs with very clear laws of nature, with very clear patterns. History has understanding, psychology has understanding. All of those are patterns of chachma that make sense to us, and so on. But what's critical to understand is that HaKadosh Baruch himself is before chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running his ritzonos through a filter that's called chachma. So imagine somebody shines a light through a red lens or something. The light before the lens is not red. Going through the lens, it becomes red. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa in the world, but in the makor, is beyond seichel. Seichel doesn't have any shaychus to be in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seichel is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the other way around. So seichel is a mahalach that starts at a certain point after the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, and he patterns it through chachma so that we can understand it. It's true in nature. We can sit down and organize things around us with laws of nature. And these are patterns, and that's chachma, that's sensible, it makes sense. We can, but no one can answer what gets the atom to follow the laws of nature. We know the laws of nature that they follow, but not why they follow them. It's absurd. It doesn't really, it's almost a nonsensical question to us, why they follow that law. It starts with the law. So the metzias of the Bria, same thing with human psychology and so on. There's a lot of formats of chachma and so on, and then there's things above it. So when we look around us, and everything that we examine in terms of the world as it is, in terms of things that happen through Ashgacha, in terms of mitzvahs and so on, we have to ask ourselves, what are we looking at? Before we ask any questions, we have to ask ourselves, where did I hop onto something? Is it past Mahalchei Chachma? Then Chachma will be the right tool for understanding it. Or is it before Mahalchei Chachma, and then there's no answer to that? Let's give an example before we look at it specifically. A person, we know Ashgacha Pratis, that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pays back people, helps people, and so on. But everybody's born with a set of givens. The amount of intelligence he has, the talents he has, the parents he has, the society he's born in, the time in the tkufa he's born in. Why doesn't have an answer to that? That's where the game starts with that. That's the given. It's like when you have a math problem, you know, in geometry, there's given and what you're trying to prove. No one sits down and asks me, well, why does the triangle have a right angle? You were starting with the fact that the triangle has a right angle. Given it has a right angle, what can you tell me about this or that or the other one? We start with given. So things of that nature are things that are before Seichel. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, in Olam HaMitzvahs, it's the same thing. There are some mitzvahs that are given to us after it's come through the patterns of Seichel, and there a person has to ask himself, why? What else does it click into? So Gzela and Ritzich and all these things, they fit into this. The mitzvahs that come from a world after it went through Seichel, after the filter of Seichel, and therefore one needs to ask himself through which filter of Seichel did it come through. Ritzich is also because X, Y, Z. The because is not the real because, but which box do I fit it into? Just like a lamdin asks himself, Mikoyach, what din is the dischiyuv? Mikoyach, this din or this din? Chachma is putting each thing into its right sheresh. The Gemara calls it a base av, a socket. Everything, or there are mitzvahs that are before Mahalchi Seichel, and they don't have any type of resolution or tefisa with Seichel. Parah Aduma is the classic. And the reason Parah Aduma has a built-in Tata Desasa. It's Mitame Tahoyer, Mitare Tmeim. So their type of Mahala comes from before Seichel. More than that, Parah Aduma is the ultimate Sherishtika Tikkun et Abriya. Tumas Meis is to us the end of the world. Nothing exists after Misa. Misa is finality. Something that can be metakin misa comes from a metzias that is beyond and past any type of seichel, or it's before seichel. It's in the very shayish abriya. So just like medicine can deal with how to heal a living person, but it cannot deal with the question of how to make a dead person alive, because making a dead person alive is not mehalchei seichel. It's mehalchei bria. So seichel has no makom there. The same thing in Paradum, which is a tikkun on a chait of misa, it has to come from a very high sheirish, and that's why it's not understandable. It's not b'mikra. Paradum is a very sheirish tikkun inyan, and b'meila it's before the mahalkam of seichel. In Tanakh, if you learn Tanakh, you find constantly. This one, that one, the other one, all sorts of people that were there to be a ritzua, a makal ritzua to hit Klal Yisrael. So those in Yanim, a person is supposed to learn. He's supposed to learn with Hilchas Seichel. So you find the Gemara, Bavoin this and this, this happens. Bavoin this and this, this happens. Ain't this, but all that. Those are in Yanim that flow through Seichel, and they go with give and take. The inyanim that come, the bad in the world, the problems of the world that come before Seichel, the Dalet Golius, the Arba Malchius, are not mehalchim of punishment. They're mehalchim of Klal Yisrael going through phases which are very sheirishtik. We saw the Maral says it in the very, when he starts in the very beginning of the mitzvah, the Maral starts that the adult malchus are merumas in choyshech and tahoim and toyu and voyu. He says they're part of the etzem bria itself. They are the studim of ra mikoyach the bria. That's before there was a person with a bchira and before there was an aveira and so on and so forth. Those are inyanim of those are chesronos in the bria that express themselves until somehow they become rectified. So he says, in Parah Aduma, that's the reason why the Dalet Malchus are mentioned in Parah Aduma, is for that reason. For the reason that there is a type of it's a type of mahalach that's shayach to way before anything. So when we're learning about Yavan Lamashal, the question is not what avera did we do to deserve Yavan. The real question is, what is the makom chisaron in the bria that Yavan commands, and so on. That's what the Maharal is saying. Why we learn it from let's finish this paragraph. Then I'll speak a little bit more about another nekuda. V'af shleimu chachmasa amarti echkema v'yuchaykem an amitzah zayis. V'chein ma sha'omdu dal machis ba'olam, v'chein silukim na'olam, hu bo mi madregel yoyinim ha'id. This is an inyan that comes from madregel yoyinim ha'id. V'kashe tovin dvarim elu. By the way, let's just maimah muska about what we spoke now. The Velt says over a word from Reb Chaim Brisker. And the Velt says it with a very brisker knetch. And I'd like to say it with a little bit of a different knetch. There's a very, very famous Reb Chaim, it's been repeated forever. It says by the Akedah that Avram told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had what to answer you. Es volamati givitzik chozora. Vayoyim, you tell me valer la'oila. But I didn't say anything, and so on. So Reb Chaim asks, Reb Chaim says pshat in the dialogue. Yesterday I could have, why Taka didn't he ask yesterday? And if you're not allowed to ask, so why is he mentioning it today? So he says, there are no kashas in Torah. That's what Reb Chaim says it. That's what he say over from him. There are no kashas in Torah, but shnei ksuvim amakhish zeh zeh. Is a midrash atayin dreshes behem. So if you have the kosav ashlishi, then you can ask the question. If you don't have a kosav ashlishi to answer it with, then the question is wrong. It sounds, you can either say it with a very brisk, final tone of voice. That's it. It's a din of shleiksu avayke echad, and azay state, and this just it. There's no makam. There's no mocking for kashas or terutzim. It's just the final. I'm a little more comfortable trying to understand it. There are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world different inyanim, some of which they were given through Mahal Chesechel, and on that there's a chiyuv that we have to understand. Some of them were given not with Mahal Chesechel. And there, trying to understand it is impossible. So just like the mashal, a person to look at his own life and see hashkacha pratis and hashkacha helped it is a chiyuv, and a person to be mizbone and to ask himself why a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like this, like that, it's kfira, because it's beyond mahal chesechel, it's before mahal chesechel. Same thing here also. So if a person comes in yanim like in Paraduma, that's mitame tohirim and mitaya tmeim, that means an absolute tartar sasra is a hallmark of something that's before seichel. It's beyond seichel. It seichel doesn't have any way of malach seichel don't work with things that are tartar sasra. So that inyan is an inyan that was given to be mufka from seichel, and b'meili there's no mokan to be done on that. Once you have a kosev ashlishi amachria, that means that that's the point that puts it, threads it through the needle of mahal chesechel. In other words, if I have a mahalach, then I now have a way of putting it in, and now there's a makom to be done with seichel. I'll give you a mashal. If a person has halachas that he doesn't understand the toichen of it, he doesn't have a reis, the sugya, whatever it is, he can only do exactly as it says in Mishabura. And there's no mockup to ask kasha or whatever it is. I don't know. That's what it says. You can't be done and make chilukim or anything like that. If you have the basic if you have the information of why it's like that or how it works, then you could say, so it must be only in this case. In this case, it won't be like that. In this case, it'll be like this. So it wasn't just it was a point. Until the actual Akedah, the inyan of the Akedah was still before Mahal Chetfisa, and b'meila there's no makom for shailas. Once you add the kosav ashlishi, then you have, it's like a sugya sometimes, you have a lot of kashas, there's no answer for it, and you leave it. There's no point with it, there's no going. Somebody tells you a type of svara that all of a sudden you realize how to approach the sugya. Now you can start taking every piece and trying to fit it in. That was these mitzvahs. And this is a klal gadol even on ra in the world. Ra is something that it has a mahalach of trying to work itself out. It's lav dafka nitfas as a mida kereged mida. Sometimes yes, and sometimes the pshat is dalt malchus is a course mitzad etzem bria that had to work its way through. V'kasha tovim devar meilu loy hoylecha t'mi al arichas agolus. You're not going to wonder why the goals are so long. So this was something which is it's beyond Darkei Seichel of Adam. It comes from the same place that the Toiv of Paraduma comes from. This ra comes from. I want to just point a little nekuda so that we have a little bit of a maga v'tfis in the inyan. What does it mean? It's the same makom as paradum and the same. Ultimately, from a very shayrishtik, from a very very shayrishtik way of looking at things, chaim and mavis are two mahalchim that are kind of mufka from seichel. The Gemara says that there was a shayla, of, they asked, I think this is one of the shayla they asked, I don't remember, about how do you know there's Tchias Meisim and Tchias Meisim, and the Minim said, Madach, things that are living die, things that die, Kolsha can remain dead, to which he answered, Madach, things that are never born, are born, certainly things that were born already, will be reborn. Everyone spoke about it by Arichus explaining it. Without going to Arichus of it, why things live is a mystery that science doesn't even have a havamina of understanding. I read once a big book from somebody who is obviously Jewish and I think Israeli, and he's a big not Maimon, and he says, he said, evolution is not even a shayla. That's a milsa de pshitasa, and it's not even questioning it. But life is something that has no hezba whatsoever. And he goes through every possible hezba, and he knocks it one after the other. You know, chiyus is a shtikl yesh me'ayin, and because a rock is a yesh, if water gets onto it, it wears it down. If mud cakes on it, it builds up. It's kol kol yesh me'yesh. A chai is something that's constantly revitalizing itself. So chiyus is something that has a sheirish in and misa is something that has a sheirish. If something can live, one of the big mysteries is why people die. If the guf keeps rebuilding itself, I've got the number, every 120 days or something, I think every cell is renewed or something, then why can't you, if a person replaces every single part in his car every year, theoretically that should last forever. And it's not like a mikra, like something happened once. We do get older. We do wear down. So Misa and Chaim are the two nekudas of Yesh and Ayin, and that's before Seichel and Das. Paraduma is the Tikkun. The Dalad Malchias are part of the same Churban of the Bria, Be'etzem, the Churban of the Bria, that it comes at the same Sherish. Let's just finish this paragraph here. It says he saw the Malchus Revius rise up and not go down. In other words, there is a little bit of Ein Sof in the Malchus Revius. It says this is a golos that has no kates. It's a zelu maseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless, chaya mitzad atzma is endless, and the golos revius and malchus edoim is oyle v'lo yeredes. There's no, we don't see an end to it be'etzem. That matzev is because it's such a shayrishtik matzev of ra. V'chol zek mashat yochol amal soy paraduma. V'kach ein ha'odom yocholamoid al soif kreach malchus avias. L'chein romzu chazal inyan abba machzash paraduma. No, that's what chazal looked for its remez in paraduma. L'hoidia lonu ki kolze ki al yitame odom arichas agolos. It helps us explain, in other words, what are the kelim with which we're supposed to be toifis and inyan like dalat malchus. It says the kelim are kelim of paraduma de kelim. We can't be oimid on its beginning and end. It's a metzias that's there. Ki koach elu dalat malchus tam koach alim oed lekach nimshach b'yoyse. One more stickle knetch of hesba. When we say in English even to define something, the word define is to give something its finiteness. You know, I say I saw so and so. What is he like? So he's tall. He's short. He's heavy. He's pale. He's dark. I cannot describe something without containing it. I once met a breslover who goes to one of the more exotic breslover yeshivas, and he really had a very, I don't know, spiritual look in his eyes. And I asked him, where did he learn? He learns this yeshiva. How big is the yeshiva? He says, it's endless. No, like, how many bachim learned there? Anyone with a heart learns. You know, like, after 10 or 15 minutes trying to pin something down, like some sort of gather at work, I gave up. I can't cope with Ein Sof. I think he did better with that than I did. I didn't know. You can't define something without giving it a gedder hadvarim. Are you saying this or this? To be magdir something, to put a gedder around it, is havana. A good havana and a good hesber is when you define something precisely. So you limit it and you say this is a halacha that comes from this mocker. It applies in this and this oifen, and it's mechayev business amount. That's the way I define and grasp something. To grasp something means I need to give it a tzura, I need to give it a tfisa. That's the way it works. A golos that's without a soif has in itself, by definition, is not nitfas with a seichel. It's these are exact mahalchim. Things that have a soif. If I tell you something is going to be for a year, so my mind can define it. If I say that's endless, or it appears endless to me, I can't define it. So in the Dalat Malchus, the one that he's emphasizing here is the last Malchus, but the whole Metzius, the Golos Dalat Malchus, is really one Mahalach of Golos. It's the Malchus was taken from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should have been the Malchus forever. It was taken from them, and the Maral explains the beginning. The Dalat Malchus have in common that the Malchus went from one to the other. That's why Mitzrayim is not so much in that cheshbon, and it culminates with the Malchus Avis, which is endless. The Chalemis and the Niel show an evolution. It goes from Malchus to Malchus to Malchus. So Golos of Klal Yisrael is the Golos is a halach that's mushrosh in the very Shoresh of the Bria. It's something that belongs to the depth of what is the Bria and what's Ra and so on. It goes on endlessly because it's above Mahalchis Seichel and Tfisa, so that we can't now impose any type of Geder or Tfisa Avon in it, and that's the way we have to look at these Golos, of which Yovan was a very, very essential Golos. Okay, we'll hold it here, and from Sunday we'll continue weiter.